And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black
the
Knight.
The Black Knight right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Yeah, it feels like an old year already, eh?
Yeah, we're a week in to 2026.
Feels like I was never off.
Yeah, no. So we are looking at, because it's a week in, you know, you don't know what to expect and stuff, but we're going to try and do predictions and, you know, try and see what do we expect of 2023 when it comes to politics and economics.
2023 is in the
she
past.
She just took us like way, way back.
Not even 2000.
I know young people who weren't born in 2023.
That's crazy.
And they're now talking.
2026, what are we expecting politically and economically from 2026? And we're also going to see what the Economist says about 2026. That is, we're going to look at three trends that they are predicting for 2026 and get our thoughts on that. Yes. This is going to be an amazing show. Pascal, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Okay. Yeah, look, I think our predictions are going to have quite a significant focus. I think the US is lost, but they're less on the lost road than Europe. I think Europe is lost. South Africa looks lost, but will it be lost? That we're going to talk about.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing show, as always, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Stay updated and stay entertained
on Active FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else.
Engage with us like post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost.
Spread the word. Active FM.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio
has never been better.
Better.
All right, so we're going to start first by going through the three on the Economist page. They obviously have more, but I'm just going to focus on three predictions that they have for 2026. The first being a geopolitical drift. All right, so foreign policy analysts are divided. Is the world in a new Cold War between blocs led by America and China? Or will a Trumpian deal divide the planet into American, Russia, and Chinese spheres of influence in which each can do as they please? Yes. That's...
So, in other words, we're going into a new Cold War era with America and China.
Mm-hmm.
Or Trump's going to do some deals, and so each one's going to have their own sphere of influence, and they're going to be able to do what they want.
Yes.
The second one, yeah. Because I think that's the plan, is to divide the world up into different spheres, and different people will be able to do whatever they want in the spheres. I think Putin's part of that plan. I think President Xi of China's part of that plan. And the people that are behind Trump are part of that plan. The same as the people behind Biden. I've said it before on the show. In his second run for the second term of Trump, I no longer trust him. The reason I trusted him in his first term is because he was pro-life. He was against abortion. He changed that in the second run. And when Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, signed into Florida law, a law saying that abortion is banned in the state of Florida after 6 weeks, Trump said that's too extreme. He'd say 15 weeks, which is a complete reversal on the policy that he put forward in 2016. Now, people would say yes, but that's happened because he got experience and things like that in politics. And I'm saying no. When you're pro-life and you really believe that a baby in the womb is a human life and that killing it is murder, you don't change opinion because you've got political experience. There's a value problem and an ethics problem if you change opinion on that.
Mm.
And to legalize the killing of a child, you know, for me, you can't be trusted.
Mm.
Any person that supports that, trust me, any person that supports abortion, you cannot trust them. That I put down as an absolute statement. That's my view. And, you know, because if someone's standing for the killing of a human life, you can't trust them. So Trump, I'm sure he's had training from the World Economic Forum somewhere along the line. I know for a fact Putin was part of the Young World Leaders Program. And she, I mean, they're all heavily involved. They're all committed to Agenda 2030. They make big fights like they did last year about the G20 in South Africa. And now South Africa is going to be invited to the G20 in this year. When America's the president and stuff, but that's all a sideshow. What are they really committing to in those G20 meetings? It's Agenda 2030, Agenda 2063, etc. You know, sustainable development, we've done shows on that years ago. So spheres of influence, you know, similar to what was that, that movie, you know, that movie with Katniss Everdeen,
Hunger Games.
Yes. You know that she was from what, District 13 or 12 or something? Yeah, so I think they're gonna divide the world into districts.
Yeah. The second one is concerns over AI. So rampant spending on infrastructure for artificial intelligence may also be concealing economic weakness in America. Will the bubble burst as with railways, electricity, and the internet? A crash would not mean the technology does not have real value, but it could have wide economic impact. So concerns over AI, Black Knight.
I think that's been a concern like for years, ever since the topic of AI came up. Because we see how...
So what the question is, I just want to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
The question is AI being overhyped? And people are investing a lot of money in AI. And like with the dot-com era when it became dot-bomb.
Yeah.
When you had a market crash, that the market's going to crash.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I actually get what you're saying now. Okay, now I get the question.
I thought Black Knight was going to answer something different.
Thank you. No, I was, until you clarified the question. Now I actually understand. I actually don't think so. I think this is like the future. I think from AI we are moving forward, and the world is not gonna turn back, because I looked at how people easily consumed the whole ChatGPT thing, the Grok, the DeepSeek. I mean, like, I know my brother is not a tech savvy or something like that, but he was on some.
Be careful now. Don't insult the brother. He's not here.
Okay. Yeah, I hope he's not watching, but I hope he is, you know, just to... but yeah, I think people are loving or kind of accepting of the whole concept of AI. So I don't think it's one of the internet thing when it was your 2000s. I think it's actually an investment that people are gonna get something out of, so I think it's gonna be a thing.
Yeah. Okay, pass again.
I mean, obviously it's gonna get pushed, but AI is overhyped and it doesn't have the power they say it has. There's always someone at the back of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's always someone at the back of it, but they're going to have programmable robots using AI, and they use the name intelligence, but it's not intelligence. It's actually just algorithms. It should be artificial algorithms. That's what they should call it. But you can make these things very powerful, and they can work super fast.
Yeah.
So what I will tell you, what AI does make possible is the whole system of the mark of the beast, where you will not be able to buy or sell without the mark. And there's actually a book that was written by John Lennox. He wrote two. One was 2084, which is similar to George Orwell's 1984, but it's about the dangers around AI. And he's also written one relating the whole AI revolution with the Book of Revelations. And I would encourage people to go and read the Book of Revelation and think about what's possible with AI. So is there going to be a market crash? There probably will be some sort of market crash. I don't know if 2026. But what's going to happen is that the mainstream companies are going to have the power behind AI, and there's going to be a sort of a consolidation. And just to mention, when you question AI on certain things, so for example, I've had a debate with Grok on climate change. AI is going to give you answers that are anti-biblical. It really is. You can test it for yourself. And so it's a great manipulation tool. So if you invest in AI, just invest in the right company. You know, one of the elite companies, you're going to make money.
Yeah. And then war or peace. So it's war or peace, question mark, yes. So with luck, the fragile peace in Gaza will hold, but conflicts will grind on in Ukraine, Sudan, and Myanmar. Russia and China will test America's commitment to its allies with gray zone. Provocation in North Europe and the South China Sea. As the line between war and peace become ever more blurred, tensions will rise in the Arctic, in orbit, on the seafloor, and in cyberspace.
Again, the question is, how real are these tensions? So, the funny thing is, John Lennox is a mathematician. He's a world-renowned mathematician. He's debated serious minds, atheist minds, you know, about the possibility and the mathematical possibility of everything coming into existence without there being a creator. And for the first time, I'm hearing him talk like the Book of Revelation is possible. So I do think the world is one big choreography. If there are wars, it's going to be an initiative to bring in a one world government. What do people say now? If I don't get justice from my government, I go to the International Criminal Court. Isn't that the narrative? What is this International Criminal Court thing? I don't know if people have listened in terms of that. What is this International Criminal Court thing? What is this international law thing? If you think about all the people in democracies who voted for international law. So, you know, whatever wars and things happen, even if you look at places like Sudan and stuff like that, these things are happening so that a world body or a world leader can come on and take control, in my view. So I think people are trying to make the scenario of the Antichrist in the Book of Revelation happen. That's personally what I believe. The Gaza peace thing. Well, I don't know how Benjamin Netanyahu could ever sign up to that thing. I don't know. Anyone could say that that's in Israel's interest. That is a recipe for disaster, and it's a recipe for future war. It's not in the interest, in my view, of the Israeli people. It's not in the interest of the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. I don't believe that anyone in that area, I don't believe it's in any ordinary person's interest what has happened there. So will it hold? Artificially, maybe. But it's a disaster in the future.
Yeah. And if you can give us one big prediction from your side for next year.
I think that if you look at what's going on in South Africa, I think the world needs to look at South Africa. With what started, you know, with the General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi allegations on the 6th of July, 2025, and the commissions and things that it set off. South Africans are extremely distrusting of the government. Extremely. Even you saw it in COVID, you know, and all of those sorts of things. So, in fact, I'd like your opinion as well, Giggs, as well as Black Knight. But I don't know if they're going to be able to shut this down. And you know, the whole New World Order thing? Because Ramaphosa spoke about the New World Order at the G20 summit.
Yep.
Very close to where we are in at the NASREC Expo Center. I don't think the New World Economic Order wants the stuff to come out that I think might just come out because of citizen journalists in South Africa. And I don't know if South Africans are going to let this go. And I'm not.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Giggs, your thoughts? Come on, put a prediction here. You said nothing.
I feel like it's going to die out. That's my thoughts. Based on what I've seen in the past and stuff like that, it's going to die out. Yeah.
So now it's 1-1. The casting vote is Black Knight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, at least.
So you say, I think you said before the show, I just wanted to, you're saying that they're gonna put some sort of distraction.
Yeah. Or they're gonna get one person to take the fall for everything.
One person to take the fall plus a distraction.
Yeah.
And the Zamas will continue.
With the Zamas and the corruption, that might a little bit still happen, but I think with my only...
Look, I'm not saying it's going to stop, eh? I think more and more stuff's going to come out. That's what I'm saying. Oh, and I don't think people are going to let it go. So I'm not saying... at the end of 2026, there'll still be Zamas.
Yeah.
And there might even be more of them than there are now, you know? But I think there's going to come some cracks.
Because I think I still hold on the take that what's different now is the whole internet thing that has gone viral in our country, the YouTubing and stuff like that we didn't have at first. I think that's where the difference is, because what I used to see also last year is that a lot of news outlets wouldn't really focus on the Mahlanga stuff, but we had like our independent YouTubers with the podcast that would give us more information, and yeah, you'd still have like people still focusing on the whole commission stuff, so even the viewership of the commission would like spike and stuff like that. So yeah,
so you don't think it's gonna die out?
I don't think it's gonna die out that easy.
I think there's a deep-seated resentment, eh? And we spoke just before the show, we spoke about Marikana's a big deal in South Africa, eh? It's not in the media.
Yeah, so that's what I mean.
The media's talking about G20. That,
yeah.
The people aren't. I mean, how important is G20 to the average South African? In fact, the ANC was expecting to get a boost in by-elections, you know, municipal by-elections after the G20.
Mm.
And they crashed.
We hated them even more because they fixed stuff for...
For the G20.
For the G20, and then they left stuff after that. That we saw.
But I mean, like, the very... Tuesday, I think, after the G20, Tuesday or Wednesday, there were by-elections and the ANC got hammered. Eh?
Yeah.
Even in Soweto, they got hammered. So, I don't know. Maybe, what do you think, Giggs?
Still the same. Okay. Yeah. Black Knight, one major prediction?
I think we're going to see arrests happening. I hope I'm so right. But that's what I'm hoping for. Like in terms of our country, that is, we're going to see people getting arrested over the whole commission and stuff. I'm thinking, and that's also just something I'm hoping for. So yeah, that's my prediction.
You see, there's one thing in South Africa. We don't submit very well. And now you've got these some honest cops and some honest prosecutors who expect us to submit to corrupt authorities. And, you know, when I look in Britain, the cops do whatever they're ordered to do. Would you see cops in South Africa, for example, beating innocent citizens up just on the order of the mayor or the president?
Never.
You know, I marvel at those British cops, how they do things that's obviously wrong to their own citizens. Like arrest their own citizens, you know what I'm saying? And then other people get off scot-free.
Yeah.
In South Africa, they get lynched there. If there's no justice, people kill them.
Yeah, true.
But Giggs, you also need to make a prediction.
My prediction is the cashless thing is going to become a big deal, even in South Africa.
Yes.
Yoko?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Yoko is the tip of the spear to make Sophia. There's these.
That's actually true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's these card machines that they're even trying to get out now to all the small informal shops. Mm-hmm. It's called Yoko. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to dispute your point like you disputed mine. There's definitely the push is going to intensify. Yeah. It's already intensified in 2025.
Yeah, definitely. So those
will they succeed? That's another question.
That is the question. So those are our predictions for this year, and some of what the economists think the predictions for this year is going to be. So we're going to look at them next year and see if we got them right. But those are the
Hopefully we don't lose the show this time.
Yes.
We couldn't do a review of our last year predictions because our producer lost the show.
He has repented. In Proverbs 16 verse 3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and he will establish your plans.
That's all we can give you, because you know it's very difficult actually to give a prediction. We obviously don't know how accurate we were in 2025, but we'll see how accurate we are in 2026. Normally we're quite accurate because I think we commit our plans to the Lord, and I think we can see where the world's going. So we're not overly excited about any politician. We're not overly excited about any political party. Sure. We are overly excited about the church.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm telling you now, I believe in 2026, the church is going to grow around the world. The church is even growing in countries where the church has been persecuted. And you cannot squash the gospel. And no matter how much AI they use, no matter how much digital currency, no matter how much illegal mining, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, Jesus himself declared that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so that's what I leave you with. Commit the church, commit the Bible, commit the Lord, and your 2026 will work out just fine.
Yes. Let us know your thoughts and your prediction in the comments below. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you can call me Giggs. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight. Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.